Today is the Upasita day, and the Sangha, Bhikkhu Sangha, recited the, listened to recitation of the Parimokkha, the 227 rules that we live by, and at a time where rules, precepts and that are not really part of the favorite subject of present-day civilization. The attitudes are always more or less freedom and follow your heart, and where we live within a structure of discipline, moral discipline, etiquette, and so forth. And this is a form that we enter into when we ask to ordain, to live within the structure of the Vinaya. And therefore, it's a traditional structure dating back to the time of the Buddha. And that structure is a vehicle for us to live in within, to meditate and reflect on Dhamma. Lay people have come today to offer dana, and I must say that during my time as a Buddhist monk, both in Thailand and here in England, lay support has been phenomenal. The support of the Bhikkhu Sangha is very moving and very exceptional at a time where, especially in a country like this, where it's a form that is not well understood, alien to the actual religious and cultural attitudes that Western world, European civilization has developed. And of course, the emphasis of the Buddha was always on mindfulness and this ability to apprehend the present moment, which means ability to apprehend perception of the totality of this moment, which is very difficult to understand. I know those words probably don't mean much to most of you, but anyway, the basic sense of generosity as dana and sila, morality, are the foundation, the very basic, strong foundation we develop in order to pursue our interest and have insights into reality, into the Dhamma. I've always felt enormous gratitude to the lay people, because I feel I've been so well supported in both here in the UK and in Thailand, that and it's given me the opportunity to devote myself to the practice of meditation, and therefore that is a, you know, realize that's a rare opportunity we have, and in a world that has different values, different attitudes, different alternatives to that can be alluring or can be repelling. But the Buddhasasana is a teaching that developed around a common experience that is still the common experience we all share, which is the reality of dukkha or suffering. And this is the ordinariness of our lives. We all can relate to this noble truth. And therefore, this, because we can actually witness it, observe it in ourselves, we can use that as a noble truth to open the door to Dhamma. It's the key. It's the door that we begin to use to see reality, or the ultimate reality, ultimate truth, or Dhamma. And this is a special occasion because Lumpo Liam is here. He's the, Tanjokun Liam is the head of the Sangha in Thailand of our group, the Ajahn Chah's Monastery Wat Pa Nong Pa Pong and branches. And we are a branch of that monastery in Thailand. So this is a wonderful occasion where he has joined us and attended the Patimokkha this morning. And of course you can see the Sangha here is composed of many nationalities, and many Thai monks have come, and Sri Lankan, and all the various other Western Sanghas from all over the world have assembled at this time. And the Buddha advised us to have meetings to discuss matters and to live in harmony with each other. So this is what is happening this week. It's called the International Elders Meeting. And that is kind of like a event that happens every few years. And the first one, I think, was held here at Amaravati many years ago. And mainly they've been held at Wat Pa Nanachan in Thailand. And then Thanajan Amaral was willing to sponsor this occasion. So he's taking on the responsibility of organizing, making this event happen, which we are all very grateful for. It's very well organized. And everything thought out extremely well. So I express my gratitude to Thanajan Amaral. So now it's time to offer the food and to partake of our requisite.
Sadhu.